Hello, and welcome to episode 2 of Nursing Professional Development. Today, we're going to take a look at frameworks for professional nursing practice and exploring a few of the famous nursing theorists and their work. To start, we're going to first review some terminology. Concept is a term that's used to describe either an empirical or an abstract phenomenon. An empirical concept can be observed or experienced through the senses, while one that is abstract is one that is not observable, such as the feelings of hope or caring. A conceptual model is a set of concepts and statements that integrate the concepts into a meaningful configuration. Propositions are statements that describe relationships among events, situations, or actions. Assumptions also describe concepts or connect concepts and represent values, beliefs, or goals. A theory is an organized, coherent, and systematic articulation of a set of statements related to significant questions in a discipline that are communicated in a meaningful whole. The difference between a conceptual model and a theory is that a conceptual model is more abstract, while a theory is more specific and concrete. A meta-paradigm is the most global perspective of a discipline. Some of these definitions will make more sense as we dig deeper into the theories. Nursing has 4 central concepts. Before we dive into the theorists, we need to have an understanding of these concepts. So a person is defined as the individual who is receiving the nursing care. Environment is the space in which the person exists. Health describes a continuum within which the person falls at the time of the interaction with the nurse. And nursing describes the actual nursing actions themselves. Take a look into some of our famous nursing theorists. Florence Nightingale is the founder of modern nursing. Florence's theory focuses on the environment. Florence believed that healthy surroundings were necessary to provide proper nursing care in order to maintain or restore health. Her theory consists of 13 canons, some of which include focusing interventions on keeping the patient warm, keeping the room well ventilated, minimizing noises that will startle or awaken patients, keeping bedding clean and dry and wrinkle-free, and personal cleanliness to keep the patient clean and dry. All of these are still relevant today. Nightingale defines the 4 central concepts as person being the recipient of care, environment is external, temperature, bedding, ventilation, and internal, food, water, and medications. Health as not only to be well, but to be able to use well every power we have to use. Nursing is defined as altering or managing the environment to implement the natural laws of health. So anything that we do for these patients to alter their environment to promote health would be considered nursing. Next up is Virginia Henderson. Virginia Henderson's theory views the patient as an individual who needs assistance, achieving independence and completeness of mind and body. Her theory outlines 3 levels of nurse-patient relationships by stating the nurse can either function as a substitute for the patient, a helper to the patient, or a partner with the patient. Henderson proposes that there are 14 basic human needs in which nursing care is based, such as breathing, eating, sleeping, waste elimination, temperature maintenance, and communication. She defines the 4 central concepts as person, the recipient of nursing care who is composed of biological, psychological, sociological, and spiritual components, environment being the external environment. Health is based on the patient's ability to function independently, and nursing to assist the person sick or well in the performance of activities. Moving on, we have Jean Watson's philosophy of science and caring, which states that the goal is to help persons attain a higher level of harmony within the mind, body, and spirit, which can be pursued through transpersonal caring guided by 10 Karitas processes. A few of these processes include the practice of loving kindness and equanimity for oneself and others, developing and sustaining a helping, trusting, authentic, caring relationship, assisting with basic needs with an intentional caring consciousness. Major concepts are defined as person or human being a unity of mind, body, spirit, nature, embodied spirit. Healing space and environment is a non-physical energetic environment, a vibrational field integral with the person where the nurse is not only in the environment, but the nurse is the environment. Health or healing is considered harmony, wholeness, and comfort. Nursing is a reciprocal transpersonal relationship in caring moments guided by those 10 processes. Dorothy Orem. Dorothy Orem's general theory of nursing consists of three related theories. The theory of self-care describes why and how people care for themselves and suggests nursing care is required when unable to perform self-care. The theory of self-care deficit explains that as people age, they learn and perform actions to facilitate survival, quality of life, and well-being. The theory of nursing systems explains relationships that must be maintained for nursing to occur. The four central concepts of this theory are person, a person under the care of a nurse, a total being with universal developmental needs and capable of self-care, environment, physical, chemical, biologic, and social context within which human beings exist. Components include environmental factors, elements, and conditions, as well as the developmental environment. Health is a state characterized by soundness or wholeness of developed human structures and of bodily and mental functioning. A therapeutic self-care designed to supplement self-care requisites is the definition of nursing. Nursing actions will fall into one of three categories: wholly compensatory, partly compensatory, or supportive educative system. Next up, we'll look at Calista Roy's adaptation model. Roy's theory includes a six-step nursing process: assessing behaviors manifested from the four adaptive modes, assessing and categorizing stimuli, making a nursing diagnosis, setting goals to promote adaptation, implementing interventions aimed at managing stimuli to promote adaptation, evaluating achievement of adaptive goals. She defines each of the four core concepts as person being a whole with parts that function as a unity. Environment, internal and external stimuli, the world within and around humans as adaptive systems. Health is a state and process of being and becoming an integrated and whole human being. Manipulation of stimuli to foster successful adaptation is the definition of nursing. Betty Newman's systems model is a wellness model based on general systems theory. The focus of this model is on the client system in relationship to stressors. The client system is protected by a circular series of buffers known as lines of defense. So our normal line of defense is the normal state of wellness. Lines of resistance surround the basic core and become activated in response to stressors. The flexible line of defense forms the outer boundary around the client system and protects the normal line of defense. Nursing interventions are carried out to strengthen the flexible lines of defense, strengthen resistance to stressors, and maintain adaptation. Madeline Leininger's Cultural Diversity and Universality Theory focuses on providing care that is culture-specific to promote health or assist individuals in sickness or death. The theory is based upon three modalities that should guide nursing judgment, decisions, and actions. The first of these is cultural care preservation, and the goal of this is to maintain health, recover from illness, or to deal with death. Cultural care accommodation refers to actions that help adapt to or to negotiate with others for meaningful, beneficial, and congruent health outcomes. Cultural care repatterning, then, is interventions to help restructure or modify lifestyles for beneficial outcomes. Finally, we have Hildegard Peplau's theory of interpersonal relations that outlines 6 nursing roles that emerge during the phases of a relationship: teacher, resource, counselor, leader, technical expert, and surrogate. All of these seem like pretty good characteristics of nurses. There are 3 phases in the nurse-patient relationship: orientation, working, and resolution. Person is defined as encompassing the patient who has problems for which expert nursing services are needed or sought, and the nurse. Environment are forces with outside the organism within the context of culture. Health implies forward movement of personality and other ongoing human processes in the direction of creative, constructive, productive, personal, and community living. Nursing is the therapeutic interpersonal processes between the nurse and the patient. And this concludes this week's podcast on nursing theory.